David, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, James.
Your column, I laugh because it's strange. Your column today, Beware a Modern Salem Over Child Abuse, just as Philip Schofield decides to hand a list to the Prime Minister on daytime television, which seems to have got him into an enormous amount of trouble, some say quite rightly now, couldn't have been better timed, could it really?
Well, I mean, from the point of view of proving the point that I was trying to make, no, it really couldn't. I mean, what I was saying was that there are incredible dangers if you don't follow proper kind of processes and so on about allegations, because there are loads of allegations out there. Mm. There are allegations out there about all kinds of people and so on, especially now in the era of the internet. Most of those allegations are probably nonsense. We don't know which ones might conceivably be true. There are allegations about that. Almost anybody in the public eye actually these days attracts some kind of allegation of one kind or another. And my worry was that we were getting to the stage whereby people were creating in their minds the idea of some network of powerful paedophiles, and Tom Watson MP, the Labour MP, has been suggesting this, without there actually being any evidence that there is such a network. They're looking for a network that might not be there. In fact, in my view, probably isn't there. But, you know, you have to keep a relatively open mind. And then, just as one's kind of written that, says, you know, let's be careful about this, because you don't want to you don't want to add one injustice to another. Philip Schofield does this extraordinary thing of handing a list of names he's just culled from the internet to the Prime Minister, for heaven's sake, on live television. What was he thinking?
And slowly passes it beneath the camera as well, which is is even worse. But
let's presume that he hadn't caught on. You know, he hasn't been watching in the thick of it, so he doesn't know that thing about about being photographed with the list and so on. How easily people he shouldn't have been making
Absolutely.
A list in the first place. There should have been no list. What was he trying to do?
Well,
I mean,
what worries...
was he trying to get an investigation? And if so, on what basis?
David, there are calls at the moment for him to be sacked. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I do. I think either that or you ought to now apologise, not for showing the names on the list, but say it was a bloody stupid stunt. The producer should apologise. And actually, I've seen a still of his co-presenter as he's doing it. And to be fair to her, she looks alarmed at it. Like, where did this come from? Now, maybe I'm just, you know, doing what everybody's doing at the moment and kind of reading things into things that aren't there.
What worries me, of course, is that in all this, we're beginning to forget the victims of child abuse. They are becoming just the tools to get at people who may be in the public eye.
Yeah, that's entirely true. And one of the difficulties that we have is that quite often we're dealing with allegations that go back a number of years. We're dealing with allegations, some of which are almost certain to be true with regard to Jimmy Savile, but some of which may not be. And we've got to be really careful, and that's why, in a sense, you offer it up to the police to investigate these things properly. What you don't do is toss around internet names at the Prime Minister on live telly.
Do you think this will have a detrimental effect? That what will actually happen now is it'll frighten people from coming forward and saying, I've been abused. I had one call in just before we spoke, just before the headlines. People who've been abused by somebody who isn't well-known, who isn't a celebrity, and people are going to say, well, if I talk about them, no one's going to believe me.
Well, there may be that problem. I mean, it is a fact about abuse that child abuse, that most of it happens as a result of actions by people known to the child. I mean, that's the great majority of abuses. And that's the additional thing that makes it very, very difficult for people to come forward. Now, we have much better protocols these days for dealing with children giving evidence than we used to have. I mean, I refer to it in my article, but we had a number of big kind of paedophile scares where, in essence, some of it, not all of it, but some of it was caused by the way in which, essentially, paediatricians and others were implanting the idea into very young children's heads, you know, that was a real difficulty. I think we're much, much better at that now. But when you're dealing with historic claims of abuse, it's very, very much more problematic. And you can see a way in which somebody might be able to read the name off the list and might make a claim. You know, they could conceivably. That's the idea. You and I are both well aware that there are all kinds of people out there who do all kinds of things. And meanwhile, as you quite rightly say, the person who has genuinely been abused, quite possibly and in fact usually not by somebody who's famous, is being ignored. Well, we don't want that.
The problem, of course, is that it's known. I mean, it sounds glib to say, I know, but it's well known about people within the various religious denominations having been involved in child abuse, and the Pope has apologised in a way for what has happened within the Catholic Church. We're now seeing some celebrities being involved in this. And if politicians have been involved in this, and if there has been a time when fairly high-profile politicians have been involved in it, and as you say, Tom Watson claims that there has been, then that does need to be fully and properly investigated, doesn't it?
It does, but we can't start from the presumption that it's happened. I mean, we don't have, frankly, the quality of testimony that came out very rapidly about Jimmy Savile. To be frank, we don't. What we have is a series of rumours and not very much more. Now, of course, where those amount to essentially credible testimonies, they must be followed up. But where they don't amount to credible testimonies, I think we have to have the guts to say so.
All right. This is going to continue for a while, isn't it? And it's going to become more and more difficult for the police to sort out what is the right line of inquiry against what is the wrong line of inquiry.
And... Well, it is. And one of the things that worries me at the moment is this inquiry-itis that we've got, where they're reopening, for instance, the North Wales inquiry, which was the Waterhouse inquiry, which took 3 to 4 years to report in 2000. And I have to say, quite frankly, I cannot see why that inquiry is being reopened. I honestly can't. I can't see what is deficient either in the remit or in the process of that inquiry, and I can't see the purpose of it. Maybe I'm missing something here. But so panicked, it seemed to me, were the government by the suggestion, or under all institutions now, by the suggestion that they're not looking fully, that we're now throwing inquiries at everything. Well, these inquiries take a very long time, and the Labour Party's also suggest there'd be one gigantic inquiry, which would take in everything from Savile to North Wales. Well, if this is a judge-led judicial inquiry, which people are entitled, amongst other things, to be legally represented, we won't see any report on that until most of us are dead.
David, thanks very much indeed.